That was the Monkey Power Trio with You Gotta Have Hope. Probably your most famous song as well?
That's basic. Most exposure.
Yeah.
Can we answer?
Yeah. You can answer.
Yes, that is our most famous song.
So let's just start with the basics. What are you guys' names?
I'm Mark.
Mike.
Dan.
Matt.
Dave Miller.
Mark Maynard is my last name.
Yeah. Anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous.
And what's the idea of this band? Or how do you explain the band in two sentences?
We are friends who play music.
We play music once a year and play for an afternoon, and then we pick our favorites out of the session and record put out a 7-inch single. So we only get together once a year.
And we vowed to do this until the last one of us is living. And this year, we'll be recording tomorrow, and it's our 10th year, 10th album that we're putting out.
Our 10th afternoon as a band.
Wow.
None of us was able to limit it to two sentences. We had to...
It was, I think...
Two sentences is enough for the Monkey Power Trio.
I think it was two sentences, one rather long run-on sentence.
I was trying to take advantage and sneak in.
So where did you get the idea to start this band, or how did it come about?
We were in Brooklyn in Dan's basement 10 years ago, and we decided... We used to play in a band. Three of us used to be in a band here in Ann Arbor together in the late 80s or early 90s. Early 90s, Prehensile Monkey-Tailed Skink.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to get together and play in Dan's basement on a boombox, and we just recorded for 1 hour and said, whatever we record in this 1 hour, we're going to release a record.
That was at a point after Mark and Dan and I used to live in Ann Arbor. We used to live together. At that point, we had all moved away, and we were scattered across at various parts of the country. So it was an idea that we would get together once a year. Wherever we were, we'd pick a spot and we'd all get together and record.
So you got together, you formed the idea, the whole idea for this, and made the pact.
Yeah, that was summer of '95 in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was the first day, and the only thing that changed was when we started, it was 1 hour. We said, well, we're going to record for 1 hour, make a single. And then the only thing that kind of changed over time is the fact that we kind of widened the scope to say now it's one afternoon.
Uh-huh. And
that's right.
Is that the sort of thing that the sort of practice that you used for Skink as well? Or?
Skink actually practiced.
Yeah. I think Dan can answer that one best.
Well, Skink, we practiced. We practiced what, 2 or 3 times a week, and we played live shows, which is completely different. Monkey Power has vowed never to play live, pretty much. So
what does that mean? Pretty much.
Well, we discuss it, but some members in the band really do not want to play live. Some consider it.
Yeah, the only way we could ever do it under our rules as a band is if we do it the same night that we play the gig for the session for that year. So we had talked before about recording and then going into a bar and playing that next night. And some radio stations had asked us. We were in New York last year, and WFMU had asked us to play there, and we didn't want to. It was too difficult.
That would have to be our session for the year, that live show.
We can only play on one day a year. That's the thing. And we have to record something, so we'd have to squeeze in a concert on the same day.
Either our session would have to be there live, and then we'd have to do this in front of people.
Uh-huh.
One date.
Mm-hmm. And also, we don't play live. We don't know any of our songs in the past, so we don't know how to play them. We only did them once or twice. So.
Do you plan them out? Are they improvised when you play them?
They're pretty much improvised. We sometimes do 2 or 3 versions once we like something, try it a few times, but then we think, all right, we did that enough, move on.
It rarely works out. I think if most of the things that have actually made it to vinyl are things we've either done the first time or the second time. We've tried in the past to work like an entire hour on one song. We almost never use those.
Yeah, they end up losing.
Yeah, they
losing
lose
their
the
life.
Immediacy. Yeah. They don't have anything.
Uh-huh. What do you record what on?
Dave?
We record on, we've been doing it for 10 years, so the technology has changed. But now, we do hard drive recording.
Multi-tracked?
Multi-tracked. We have, as many tracks as we want now on a computer, and we'll record all 6 hours of the session or so, you know, however long we spend. And then from that, we pick the best 12 minutes, and that's what we publish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we use technology.
Well, let's, to give everybody more of an idea, and I guess this is the public debut of this music?
Yes.
The world premiere. It's never played anywhere before.
This is the first track off of the new and ninth Monkey Power Trio release, Hacking Through the Tentacles of Despair. And what's this called?
The Robot Woman Meets the Monster Man.
Right.